Facebook Showdown!
It is Facebook Showdown. Real people having dumb arguments and airing their dirty laundry on Facebook and other social media that we, the Showdown players, reenact like deranged thespians for your entertainment. All right, today in the Showdown, Angie posts on her local citizens group about some vandalism that happened to her, and others argue whether or not the police should get involved. So, PA, I would like you to play the part of Jerry.
Nice.
Kyle, you will be playing the part of Cody.
Can do.
Daniel is Angie, and I will be playing the part of Daniel, but not you, in this episode of Facebook Showdown entitled, This Isn't CSI, and begin scene.
Public service! Today, around 7:50 in the Home Depot parking lot, our car was keyed. It was a female driving a beat-up black Volkswagen, maybe a year 2005, with a rack on top. When we arrived, one of our passengers accidentally tapped her car, but no mark was left. We apologized, while she threatened to call the police. After we walked inside for about 5 minutes and came back out, she was gone. Both sides of our car were keyed deep.
Police report will be needed for insurance. File a police report and the officers will get the camera footage from the parking lot cameras.
This isn't CSI, Jerry. And police got better things to do than check parking lot cameras. Don't bother our first responders over this. Hashtag sucks, but true.
Ease up, Daniel. I say try it. Report it. Maybe they can at least get a face off the security cam video. Keying a car is a total jerk move, and it's worth investigating.
Those cams are useless. They look like flip phone video from the 90s. They are not facial recognition cams, Jerry.
I install those parking lot cams, and as my sales literature says, they don't have to catch a face. Just seeing someone unique can be helpful in identifying people.
Oh, wait. You would know about those, wouldn't you, Daniel? Wasn't it security cam footage from the Walmart parking lot that took you down?
Took him down how?
Divorce. Yeah, the Walmart security cams were good enough to see that big old birthmark on his butt cheek in the backseat of his big, bad, jacked-up truck with the night shift stock girl.
Oh my, butt cheek birthmark, as good as facial recognition. Got it. I'm updating my sales literature right now.
And end scene.
I like that. Butt cheek in the backseat.
I enjoy that Angie's like, oh, it was a black Volkswagen. It was kind of beat up. But I know the exact year it's from.
2005, maybe.
I'm just guessing, but it was a 2005 with it.
Why is it you can go to a theme park and ride the roller coaster and have it take a perfectly good picture of your face, but they can't get a decent picture of a bank robber?
I don't know if you know this. Disney has a lot more money than Home Depot.
Facebook Showdown!